A Kurdish mother shows her anguish as she recalls how her husband and 8 children were killed during the Iraqi Anfal campaign. It is one of many emotional interviews in Jana Rosbiani's documentary called Mass Graves. Rosbiani is a Kurdish-American filmmaker. He says he made Mass Graves to bring to light the atrocities that occurred during the rule of Saddam Hussein.
I felt that no one was actually doing any films or documentaries in detail, nothing deep enough to really get the viewer outside of the region to really understand the tragedy that took place here, or the extent of it. The fact that we can actually call it genocide.
Rosbiani produced 3 documentaries, Mass Graves, Chemical Ali, and Weapon of Mass Destruction, with financial support from the U.S. government. All 3 films use eyewitness accounts to detail atrocities allegedly committed by Saddam Hussein's regime. People tell of seeing their loved ones tortured and killed in front of them, of being forced to flee their homes, of surviving chemical attacks, and of the sense of isolation. One man said he was able to escape to a Turkish refugee camp, but officials there refused to acknowledge that he was a victim of a chemical attack.
We would tell the Turks about the chemicals. They would tell us to shut our mouths. They would say, "You have been burned by fire."
Rosbiani was also given access to videos shot by the Iraqi military documenting torture and killings. Rosbiani says the films are hard to watch.
It was really a nightmare to go through it. And, you know, every time I look at my babies, And then start thinking of the stories they were telling me about how they what's happening to their babies, I just, you know, sometimes I feel like I would go mad.
Now that Saddam Hussein and 6 of his former military commanders are on trial for genocide against the Kurds, there is a sense of satisfaction for Rosbiani. He says his film set the stage for the current trial. By making the case against Saddam in the court of world opinion. Brian Padden, VOA News, Erbil, Iraq.